and welcome to the Brand Strategy Podcast, a show created to equip you with the inspiration, encouragement, and clarity you need to build the brand of your dreams. I'm your host, Bonnie Bakhtiari, brand designer, strategist, and founder of The Illume Retreat. From sustainable strategy to heartfelt encouragement, each episode is designed to equip you with the tools you need to chase after your dreams. Because you deserve a brand that empowers you to do what you love, connects with your dream clients, and offers a deep sense of fulfillment along the way. So grab a cup of coffee and join me on this journey, won't you? Hey friend, so glad to have you here for another episode of the Brand Strategy Podcast. And today, this episode is specifically for you if you have ever wondered how you can build a brand that is all the things to all of the people. And I'm going to go ahead and let you in on a little secret up front. This episode is going to be packed with a little helping of tough love, but don't let that scare you off. I am coming at you with all of my best tips and experience as a brand designer and strategist to explain why, over the years, I have found that it is so much better to focus on being a specific offering, a specific brand for a specific group of people versus trying to be the brand that is all the things to everyone. So today we're going to dive into really the secret behind why I believe your brand has to turn some people off. And don't let that scare you. I don't want that to be something that causes you to panic. Instead, I want to share what you can expect to experience and how you can really expect to grow and serve clients to the best of your ability if you take a different approach. So today's episode is actually inspired by a question that I find popping up into my inbox on a pretty regular basis. And that is, how do I market my brand to my ideal client without scaring off other clients in the process? All right, friend, here's a little tough love. I totally get where you're coming from here. I see you. I understand that you are hustling to grow your business, and the thought of scaring off a potential client and their hard-earned dollars, that feels scary, right? I mean, the whole point of being an entrepreneur, the whole point of having a business is for this to be profitable. So if you're turning people away, if you're turning money away, what's the point, right? But here's the truth. In order to craft a brand that resonates with your ideal client authentically, you inevitably will end up turning some people off. And that's actually a really good thing. Now, before you start rolling your eyes and calling me crazy, let me explain why I think that is such an amazing thing. We do business in a creative industry that is saturated with talented people just like you. There are thousands of brands out there who are trying with all of their energy to be everything to everyone. And in the process, they actually end up being nothing. I get so passionate about it, I can't even speak straight. In the process, they actually end up being nothing to nobody. Because if we aren't speaking clearly and confidently to your ideal client, then I believe it is impossible for them to hear our voice through all of the noise. And on top of that, it's impossible for them to understand how your work fits into their life. So, in order to capture your ideal client's attention, we have to do things differently. We have to tailor our offerings, our experiences, and our messaging to reach them right where they are. But if we don't commit to that process fully with all of our energy, then we find ourselves back in the danger zone where we're trying to talk to too many people all at once, which is exactly when we end up speaking to no one, which I don't know about you, but that makes me kind of feel like womp womp. Think of it this way. Are you more likely to invest thousands of dollars to work with a wedding photographer who specializes in high-end weddings for coastal couples? Or would you rather hire the wedding photographer who offers packages for any and all couples? If you are a bride who is planning a beachside wedding, then you probably want to hire the photographer who has experience shooting on the coast and who understands how to work with that type of environment and has a contingency plan in place for when little grains of sand wind up in her lens, right? Why? Because she is offering a service that not only meets you right where you are in your current season of life, but she understands what matters to you. She understands that you and your fiancé love the ocean. She understands that that is actually a specific environment that you are very purposely building into your wedding day celebration. She gets the call of the ocean. She understands that the water holds a special place in your life and in your love story because it holds a similar place in her heart too. Now, I know that this completely fictitious coastal wedding photographer might not be booking every single bride and groom who comes her way, but I'd bet that she's booking all of the brides and grooms who are planning coastal weddings in her area or who are planning a destination wedding in her area. Because she is focusing on crafting a brand that speaks to her ideal client, only she is able to attract her ideal client time and time again. When we create brands that speak directly to our ideal clients and to no one else, then we give ourselves the opportunity to attract the kinds of clients and the kind of work that we want. If we only half-heartedly commit to this idea of attracting our ideal clients and repelling any not-so-ideal clients by default, then we create confusion. We make it difficult for any type of client to get a clear read on who you are and what you do. And in the end, we end up doing our brand equity zero favors. But I get it. I really do. It's intimidating to market to one type of client and only that type of client. You're potentially missing out on other projects. And I understand that, especially if you're in the early stages of building your business, that can feel a little bit scary. But instead of focusing on all the business that you might be turning down from not so ideal clients, think about the profitability that becomes possible when you become a specific brand that speaks to a specific type of ideal client. This changes the way that you can market yourself. This enables you to inspire deeper connection with the right types of clients. And this enables you to do the work that you love without compromise. And isn't that so much more appealing than the hustle that comes when you try to be all of the things to all of the people, right? Now, I understand this is an approach that takes some discipline. This is a process that has a bit of a learning curve to it because it might feel a little unnatural at first to turn down people who don't quite match your ideal client profile. But if you are focusing on intentionally becoming the kind of brand that speaks clearly and confidently to your ideal client and your ideal client alone, then you are giving yourself the opportunity and you're giving your ideal clients the opportunity to dive into the work that you feel most passionate without compromise and without any qualms along the way. So I really encourage you to focus on making this a reality for yourself. It doesn't have to be a process of trial and error. This doesn't have to be a struggle that you have to wade through. This can be a choice. That's ultimately what I believe it comes down to, is this is a choice to step away from this thought of being all the things for all the people, and instead lean confidently into the knowledge that you are a very specific experience, a very specific brand for a very specific kind of client. And that's something to get excited about. That is a relationship that is full of possibility and is so incredibly powerful along the way. So today, I want to leave you with this encouragement. You are fully capable of doing this. You are fully capable of stepping away from the hustle and bustle and doing things differently from the way you might see other people do it. You have every opportunity and you have all the permission you need to focus instead on being the go-to solution for your very specific ideal clients in the way that only you can. And yeah, you might turn some people off along the way, but remember, that's a good thing. If we focus on being all the things to all the people, then we very realistically become none of the things to none of the people. And that's not where I want to see you. That is not how I want to see you doing business or living life. So I encourage you, focus on becoming the go-to solution for your ideal clients and only the way that you can, and you will be amazed at what becomes possible and how you're able to grow your brand when you do. I hope that this encourages you today. I hope that this gives you that boost of confidence you need to bravely and boldly step into this. And no matter where you are, no matter what season of life or business you're in, please know that I am always cheering you on from Waco. And I am so looking forward to hanging out with you again next time. Thank you so much for joining me today, friend. Before you go, I would be so grateful to receive your feedback on the Brand Strategy Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode or the podcast in general has helped you grow your brand, I'd really appreciate it if you left us a review in iTunes. Your positive reviews enable the Brand Strategy Podcast to continue to grow and reach like-minded creatives just like you. Plus, I'll be randomly selecting a handful of lucky reviewers each month to receive a little thank you surprise from me in the mail. Thank you for all your support and encouragement as together we pursue building brands with purpose and intention. Until next time, I'm cheering you on from Waco.